Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Digital Flood Pirate Radio.
You are listening to DJ Digital Flood.
DJ Digital Flood.
DJ Digital Flood.
MC Mary back at the disco.
Digital Flood Pirate Radio. Merry Christmas, everyone. We are here today.
Happy Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, just winter solstice.
We are here today. Back with MC Mary at the Al Gore's melting polar bears, eating ham sandwiches on a Democratic island off of Cleveland, while many people reflect upon Liberians on Smurfville at the Pirate Radio.
But my polar bears wouldn't eat ham sandwiches.
Oh, because you're a vegetarian.
Yeah.
Hmm. And we were also joined by my lovely wife, Chrissy, who's not saying anything. She's waving her arm at me. I don't even think she wants to say anything
go
on the show.
Yourself.
Yeah, something about go something yourself. And we are here celebrating Christmas. Mary, I gotta tell you, something really tragic happened this holiday season.
What happened this holiday season?
I got a lot of wine.
Yeah, you did. You got a lot of wine.
Yeah, I got a lot of wine. And you know how that happened?
How'd that happen?
I got, like, one of those semi-promotions, which is very popular in the corporate world.
What's a semi-promotion?
Well, a semi-promotion is where they don't really give you any more money to supervise mm-hmm. more people, but they end up having you supervise more people. So really? I went from supervising 5-6 people to supervising 9 people. And that doesn't...
Ooh, yeah, mini mogul, look at you.
Well, it doesn't sound like a lot, and honestly, it isn't a lot more work, because they're all adults,
You're like Diddy.
Well, no, I'm really not. But the real problem is come Christmas time, that means that you're no longer getting, like, 3-4 bottles of wine. Now you're getting 9 bottles of wine. That's dangerous.
Nice.
It is, it's sweet. And that's kind of what I've been up to. What have you been up to? Where have you been?
College. I go to the Harvard on the Hudson.
What Ivy League school is that?
Southern University of Middletown. It's prestigious.
It's prestigious. And what are you studying? You're studying nursing, correct?
No. I have, majoring in rocking out with a minor in partying hard.
That does not sound like a, mainstream degree program.
No. I'm getting a PhD in sweet-ass rock.
I think I got that PhD.
No, you skipped out on that PhD.
I almost got that PhD.
I'm gonna be the first Welch to get that PhD.
Are you sure about that?
I am absolutely sure.
So, and what's this deal with this whole vegetarian thing? So you become a vegetarian...
Well, that was my New Year's resolution, because I feel every year you should set personal goals for yourself. Yes, of, you know... giving you a little advice, people.
Set a personal goal of not smoking crack. I've done very well so far.
That's that 12-step program.
It is. It's like, I've actually set it as a 42-step program, because I like lots of steps. I like things to be complicated. So I've extrapolated this out into a 42-step program.
Extrapolated. Ooh, yes. That's an SAT word. We've picked ourselves up a dictionary.
And a thesaurus.
You said that word so weird. It's thesaurus.
Theosaurus.
Thesaurus.
Theosaurus.
Thesaurus, like dinosaurus.
Dinosaurus? I thought it was like Pagetosaurus.
Did you just make that word up?
I did make it up. Isn't that awesome? I just made a word up.
People do that all the time.
I'm going to patent it.
You patent it.
Let's see. What should we make it mean? Pagetosaurus. Come on.
Wicked awesome.
No, that's like something that would happen in Boston.
Oh. Can it mean?
I would think of a momentous event precipitating or yielding.
Precipitation, like rain?
Yeah, precipitation.
So you want it to rain on a momentous event. So
yes.
Like, if you're getting married, you could be like, oh, this is Presbyterosaurus.
Presbyterosaurus. Yes, this is Presbyterosaurus, this wedding. Or Lil Wayne could be like, yo, I'm going to hook up down there and smoke some crack. It ain't whack.
He doesn't
He
doesn't smoke crack.
He should.
He doesn't. Wheezy.
Because then he could get on the 42-step program.
Wheezy baby doesn't smoke crack.
He should. He could get on the 42-step program.
No, he doesn't smoke crack. He does other stuff.
What's that other stuff?
You know, Listen to some songs, you know, you'll find out.
I think he go-karts, and he likes mini-golf, and he also likes knitting.
This is true. I could see Weezy knitting a scarf, maybe.
I could see him knitting a scarf, too. I would think it would be bling-colored.
I think it would definitely say, like, Young Moolah in the stitching or something.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And he would give a shout-out to Birdman.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's still knitting like his daddy.
That was a bad joke.
That was awesome. So here we are on Digital Flood Pirate Radio. We have gotten through basically another season. One show left in the season. We've done a lot of retrospect this year. This is 10 years of DigitalFlood.com. Can you believe it's been 10 years?
Sorry, I was popping my shoulder back into place.
Yeah.
10 years?
10 years. Decade.
Whoa, so that means you started when I was 10 years old.
That is correct. I did start when you were 10 years old.
Wait, are you talking about 2010? That would make me 11.
No, 2009 is 10 years of DigitalFlood.com. DigitalFlood.com was founded in 1999, March to be exact.
I was 10. What grade was that in? That was fourth?
I'll make you feel even older.
I was 10 and listening to NSYNC.
I will make you feel even older.
What?
The original Digital Flood concept was founded in 1992.
I was 3.
Yeah.
That doesn't make me feel old. That makes you look old, because that makes me look mad young.
Yeah, it's kind of a little bit of A and C. No B. I left B out. You know what B is?
What, that's like we're having an A and B conversation and see your way out of it?
No. No? No, I don't think so.
No?
No.
Eh?
Not really. B is Digital Flood Pirate Radio itself has been in 2010 on for 5 years.
5 years.
Yeah.
Cool.
We started in 2004, but we skipped one season in 2007. So 5 years in 2010.
Where was I in 2007?
I don't know what we were doing in 2007. I was getting got married and had a kid.
Oh, that happened.
That was the hiatus.
Oh, that forgot about that.
So that was 2007.
Anyway, back to listing off what we're gonna play.
Absolutely. So we're gonna start off with a really hot looking girl who needs to shut the hell up.
Why are you so obsessed with me?
Exactly. We're going to start off with Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas.
Is you, baby!
And we'd like to wish each and every one of you a happy holidays and Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa, happy Algorosaurus Rexatorus. And we will be back in a little bit and just enjoy this next block of music. Digital Flood Pirate Radio, DJ Digital Flood.
Oh, me, that, oh, man, I forgot my name.
Digital Flood Pirate Radio.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for
and boys, happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah, Ma.
DJ Digital Flood.
Have everything I need around my sober Christmas tree. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I love you, have good cheer. I love you, good dog. Got my baby, my best love. Happiness. I got plenty of. Would you believe I got peace of mind, and I'll be grooving at Christmas time. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Hope you have a good cheer. I love you, James Brown, love you. You're lucky so and so. Like a sweet melody, I'm a lucky so-and-so. The bell's gonna ring for me. A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all of my fans. Have good cheer. I love you, I love you. Won't take nobody else. I can't stand myself. Good God, I got a heart full of love. Girl, I get this feeling every now and then. Gotta get ready, bring the new year in. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. All good cheer. There's one more thing that's been so nice to me down through the years, and I'll always remember you. Well, I'll never forget. You bought my records. Come to see my show. That's why James Brown love you so. You come to see my show. That's a debt that I'll always owe. Come to see my show. See you Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
You are listening to DJ Digital Flood.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
La 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 la.
'Tis the season to be jolly.
La 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 la.
Don we now our gay apparel.
La 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 la.
Troll the ancient Yuletide carol.
La 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 la.
See the blazing Yule before us.
La 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 la.
Strike the harp and
join the chorus. La 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 la.
Follow me in merry measure.
La 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 la.
While I tell of Yuletide treasure.
La 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 la.
Fast away the old year passes.
La 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 la.
Hail the new ye lads and lasses.
La 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 la.
Sing we joyous all together.
La 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 la.
Heedless of the wind and weather.
La 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 la.
La 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 la.
DJ Digital Flood.
Mary at the disco. Yeah, I'm back at the disco.
Digital Flood Pirate Radio, back at the disco. Very excited to have you back at the disco. And we are continuing this Christmas song thing.
Faux show!
Yeah, we're playing all Christmas songs this episode for our annual Christmas show.
All Christmas, all the time!
Not on NyQuil this year, Mary.
Yeah, well, no. Painkillers.
Painkillers? What happened?
I was dive rolling.
Wait. You're a poser.
What?
This is where you tell everyone that you hurt your shoulder.
What? No, I sprained it.
You sprained it.
I
That's a poser injury.
Actually,
I pulled it out full on 1 inch.
Yeah, pansy, like you were pulling a stroller out doing some father stuff.
No, I was putting in a car seat, a baby seat, and
I was one inch separation. Extreme, and I like was dive rolling and jumping and flipping, and like I jumped and flipped and I crunched.
Listen.
But I was teaching people and doing stuff. All right,
fine.
That,
you were doing ninja crap, but it wasn't a 1 inch separation.
Well, you know what? I still got an X-ray and got violated in the ER and got shot. So.
They had me sitting in the waiting room for an hour with my shoulder hanging off my body.
Oh, really? I was in and out. And the one time,
like,
popped my elbow out of place. They gave me ice packs and stuff.
Of course,
and, like,
of course, the time I go in there, they have a woman with Alzheimer's who forgot to take her medication, so she was having, like, asthma problems. But they associated that with a heart attack, so they made me wait through that. Then they had another old lady who, she had a cold, and they thought she was also having a heart attack. She was just, she had a cold. And meanwhile, I'm sitting in there with my arm hanging off my body, literally not attached to my body, like, hanging off by
fragments
really,
I didn't
muscle.
Even touch the waiting room. I was like, went up to the window, up, go triage. Then I was like in a bed, in the thing, and like, you know, I think it's because I'm
hour.
Cute. And like, then next thing I know, I'm sitting on the bed, like, watching some 50 First Dates and Happy Feet. I was flipping back and forth.
Didn't happen like that. Didn't happen like that.
Oh, I got to watch 50 First Dates and Happy Feet like no other.
Whatever. You know what? Whatever. We start off with Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas. You know what she wants for Christmas?
To something from Nick Cannon?
Yeah, not to get knocked up by Nick Cannon.
They could have little All That children.
All That children. What do you think they would look like?
I don't think they'd be as cute as
Do you think they would be able to play
Shiloh?
Do you think they would be able to play like that, like a, like in a drum chorus line, and also hit like really high notes at the same time? Like,
I think they would star in bad movies like Glitter.
Yeah, yeah, that's very possible. And Drumline.
Yeah. Oh God.
I mean, it's not like Nick Cannon has an illustrious career.
No.
Have you ever seen Wilding Out?
Wildin', first of all.
Wildin'.
You are so white. Wildin'. Yeah, I've watched that. It's tight.
Not very funny.
Mm-mm.
No, not at all. Then we followed up with James Brown, Soulful Christmas. Hells yeah! James Brown. Can't beat that.
Nah.
And then we finished up with my personal idol, David Hasselhoff, Deck the Halls.
You can't hassle the Hoff.
You cannot hassle the Hoff.
Can't hassle the Hoff.
Poor David Hasselhoff. He's had a tough holiday season.
He had a tough holiday season. What's wrong with the Hoff?
Well,
he ended up in the
hospital, and then his wife had some sort of panic attack thing, and they've had a really rough time. It's honestly a sad situation.
I must have skipped that over on Perez. I think I did.
You probably did. I mean, everyone's been focused on Tiger and, you know, his little tramp stamp there.
Brittany Murphy.
Brittany who?
Brittany Murphy died. You didn't hear about that?
No, I heard about it, but who? I mean, she played...
Oh, no, you didn't. She was in Clueless. That's my shiz.
God,
that's my jam. Childhood, right there. Clueless.
She played Eminem's wife. And then
no. Clueless, Uptown Girls, that movie, oh, what was that, Just Married or whatever? I like Brittany Murphy.
All right, well, here's the lesson. Do not do tons of prescription drugs illegally and then snort cocaine.
That's not what happened.
That's what happened.
That's not what happened.
Then what happened? You were there, obviously.
I wasn't there, but I'm just saying, the homegirl was sick, you know. Shiz happens, you get
sick,
ill, and you know.
Ill. Snort crack.
why you gotta be judging her just because, you know, she's famous? You gotta assume, oh my gosh, she, like, doped herself up. You can't just be like, she had the swine flu and, like, didn't get some tripanol or whatever they give them and, like...
Because I'm pretty sure I caught the swine flu and I didn't die.
Well, I'm pretty sure you're just...
You know why?
What?
Because I didn't snort crack.
I'm pretty sure you're just annoying.
I am too. Well. So,
What?
What do you mean, what?
What?
I don't like that attitude.
What attitude?
You go absent for 4 episodes, and here you are saying what?
You got me all heated. You got me to pop off over Brittany Murphy. About to pop off.
You gonna scream?
I'm gonna scream.
You gonna wrestle me down to the ground
and choke
me?
I'm gonna wrestle you down to the ground and choke you. I'm gonna hit a mother. I don't know you didn't. But I've been doing for a year. Well. I've been cage fighting.
See, this is what happens when you don't hang around me for, like, what? It's been 6 episodes, which is, like, 6 weeks.
6 weeks. That was my... That was
More
my,
than that. It's busy. Been, like, a year and a half. Because you didn't even come on the first show.
When was the first show?
That was with Damien, Reverend Baker.
What year was that?
That was this year. Oh.
What month? Give me a
month. It was November.
It was Thanksgiving time.
Yes, it was.
I was busy feeding children.
You were feeding children for UNICEF?
Yeah, me and Selena Gomez.
You and Selena Gomez? Is that what Selena Gomez is doing nowadays?
She's like, no, she's like, I saw on TV, like, not TV,
besides
the interweb.
She's like the mini
Angelina Jolie. You know how much charities and stuff she does? I mean, she's not, like, up on a stripper pole or anything. Like,
she's gonna be.
I mean, I love me some Miley, but, you know. Give her
Did you just go there with Miley? Did you just say that she's on a stripper pole?
No, you know, did you see her Teen Choice Awards? That was some big drama this year. When she was like, all of a sudden she was, you know, hopped off the plane at LAX with a dream in my cardigan. Next thing you know, she's dropping down the pole on an ice cream stand. See, I did that to tune. You called that right. That was right on key.
And there's just, like, 2 years separating them. Don't tell me Selena Gomez in 2 years... won't be on the stripper pole.
They're the same age. Selena Gomez isn't younger than her.
She's like a year younger.
No, she's not. She's the same age as Miley.
You're gonna tell me they're the same age.
They're all the same age. Her, Demi.
So what I really need to know is when they're gonna turn 18.
What you really need to know is when you're gonna stop being a pervert.
Yeah, I guess so.
Damn.
Well... I guess we'll get back into the music. Because that's what we're supposed to be doing here. Exactly. We're going to start off with Run DMC. Christmas is...
Run Tell, say what?
What? You asked me to say what?
Run's house.
I know,
Who's
but you...
Whose house?
It's Run's house.
Say what?
And that's what we're getting into. DJ Digital Flood.
MC Marriott. The Disco.
Digital Flood.
It's Croucho.
Pirate.
Radio. Croucho.
Radio.
Croucho.
It is Croucho.
Croucho.
We're going to music now. Mary, focus. We're going.
This Croucho. Croucho is
All right,
my
it
best
is Groucho.
Friend in the world.
Don't sing it.
Groucho is my best friend in the city.
We're trying to focus here.
Groucho.
We're recording a radio show.
Oh. Hey, everybody.
Digital Flood Pirate Radio.
Ho, ho, hoin'. What do you think on Christmas it be snowing? And people get their evil, hit the 411 for growing. You knowin', we're blowing in the ghetto, they get nothing. No toys for little boys, no curls for girls, the turkey stuffing. They laugh, they know that half the presents ain't thick. You might just want to ask her with my presents, ain't Nick? So think a little about the people minus money. And when you get your dough, why don't you show some kindness, honey? Go ahead, get fed, and spread a little love. Get what you can afford, just like the Lord from up above. A quote, a note, and one you won't believe. It's better to give than to receive. Yo, it's Christmas, no disses. Listen, all you listeners. Think of all the prisoners that's in prison during Christmas. Not trying to bring you down, but trying to put you up on. I'm laying it on the table so you're able to put your cup on. No snow, not a flurry, so hurry, don't you miss this. Not dissing you, but wish
wishing you a very Merry Christmas.
Give up the dough, give up the dough, give up the dough on Christmas, yo. Give up the dough, give up the dough, give up the dough. Here we go, here we go.
I'm from the ghetto. Does this mean I get no toys or presents beneath my tree? I wrote my list, I made my wish. Is this what Christmas means to me? No snowflakes dropping, can't go shopping. Rhymes I'm a popping to keep the hip popping. Why can't a Santa pour for the cause?
Six, seven, eight nights.
My dreidel just spins around and then falls to the ground as we light the candles.
Oy!
I love to light menorahs and the matzah balls are cooking on the stove. Flames high to light the ceiling, but the candle dripping's burning me right now.
So,
thank God for Mom and Dad for teaching Jewish culture. Cause we are so proud.
L'chaim.
Those fluffy lackas, oh, those fluffy lackas. They're hot, I wanna eat them till there's nothing at all. Presents, oh, we get the presents, and eight is always better than three from Santa Claus. If what they say is,
we're the chosen people,
then what makes, 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 then what makes us the exception? Don't know why, know why, oh why, oh why, oh why.
Oy.
Run and call your rabbi so that you can celebrate this year.
Oy, it's just yo backwards.
Why don't you need my rabbi? He isn't such a bad guy. It wouldn't be a bummer if you want to wear your yarmulke.
Man, it's Shevitz, 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 and a kosherized pickle. Man, it's Shevitz, 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 and potato knishes. Man, it's Shevitz, 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 and the kosher varnishkas. Man, it's Shevitz, 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 and some other great dishes.
SuburbanHomeboy.com. Holla.
Now, before we learn how to build the latest in extreme graphic chipset processors, let's recite the code of the L, shall we?
DJ Digital Flood.
Christmas. Happy holiday.
Digital Flood.
MC Mary at the Disco.
Back at the Digital Flood Pirate Radio. I can't believe we're both in the same room talking in 2009. I did not think it was going
to
happen.
This is like what other siblings don't get along. This is like trying to get the dudes from Oasis together.
It is. It sort of is. Yeah. Except it wasn't because, like, I don't know, we were British.
I think we should start having British accents and throwing alcohol at each other. Sharon! See, no, you're doing the Aussie. It's not working. You're doing the Aussie. You did the Aussie.
I tried.
You tried. It was a valiant effort. You know, that's why I did the Sharon. So, you know, sound like Aussie. Push you.
We start off with Run DMC, Christmas Is.
Say what?
And then we went into some Smooth E, Hanukkah Hey Ya.
Hey Ya.
It's a Hanukkah Jewish version of Hey Ya. Yeah. I felt classic. It was appropriate. And we finished up with the oh-so-classic NSYNC Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
NSYNC! What?
How many gay members do we have in this band?
Just Lance. Don't make fun of Lance. He wanted to be an astronaut.
He did. He wanted to be an astronaut. He wanted to be shot into space.
Shot into space with other men. With no gravity bumping into each other.
Wait a minute. Oh my god.
OM Jizzle.
So is that what astronauts do up there in the space station?
I remember in kindergarten, we had astronaut week, and they gave us Tang in a Ziploc bag.
What?
And, like, some mashed up orange stuff, and I've never been more entertained in my entire life.
What?
I'd like to go back to kindergarten.
And drink Tang and talk about astronauts?
Yeah. I'm gonna write a song about it one day.
A song?
I started to. It's called I Love Kindergarten.
What?
Yeah.
Is this like your latest project that you've been holding back on?
Yeah, you know.
You're starting a band?
Me and Alexa talked about it. Well, no.
Oh, no.
Started a band. I mean, like, I wrote a song in my head.
I haven't heard from Alexa in a while.
She's a certified pastry chef.
I heard that much.
She's working at a sushi place in Times Square.
What I want to know is why she hasn't baked me cookies. Look, here's the deal. I'm a fat guy, and I like cookies. Why hasn't she baked me cookies? What's she going to do about this? Is she going to bake me cookies?
She's a professional.
I understand she's Twitter! A professional, but I am a professional eater. Is she going to bake me cookies?
Sorry, I got distracted by my Twitter.
That's fine. Is she going to make me cookies?
If you pay her, probably.
I'm not going to pay her. I'm a professional fat guy.
She's a professional baker.
I am a professional fat guy with my own radio show.
Well, she's like Ace of Cake, so you gotta give her some money.
This is like a standoff. This is a standoff. Groucho is rubbing against the microphone here.
He wants to sing.
He does! He wants to, like, belt out.
He has a rap. He's writing. He has a side project.
He thinks he's like an underground indie rapper. And he's continuing to bump the microphone here.
Bump it.
He really is. He's bumping the microphone. He's rubbing up
now
against it.
Now there's cat hair on it.
It really is. I think he's really mad at me.
Yeah, he's mad because you didn't tell him I was here.
I didn't let him reprise his role as Groucho Claus this year.
I'm going to make Groucho a Christmas hat next year.
Did you see that I made Groucho Claus shirts?
Nobody's going to buy merchandise. I mean, well, maybe if you plugged it right.
I have Groucho.
You got to pimp it. You got to, like...
It's too late.
Our website, www.digitalflood.com, where you can pick up the latest Digital Flood gear and equipment.
I did that
featuring
already.
Featuring the new Groucho Claus t-shirt.
I did that already.
Limited time only special edition. There's only 20 shirts left.
I did that already.
You suck, because... Listen,
why didn't people buy pictures of Groucho with a hat?
Because you sell yourself as a fat guy that likes cookies. If you're like me, you're like, hey, I'm a hot chick, buy my t-shirt, there's dust on the cat, maybe I don't want to touch him anymore, there's a cobweb on him, get it off
him. He rubbed against...
There might be a spider.
You can't see this, because he rubbed against the microphone.
There might be a spider.
He rubbed against the microphone, and the poor cat has a huge cobweb on him.
Get it away from me.
Will you get it off him, please? He's got a cobweb on him. You can't let Groucho have a cobweb on him. Yeah, get a napkin. That's it. Get the napkin. There's no spider. No, you're scaring him. It's a dust ball.
I'm rubbing the cat.
She is rubbing the cat down with a napkin.
Hold on.
I wish I was making this up. I really wish I was making this. This is really going on.
Okay, you're spider free.
Does everyone spend their Christmas Eve like this? Does everyone spend their Christmas Eve?
You can slide in your kitchen risky business style.
Yes, I can slide in my kitchen risky business style.
I might take off my pants.
Don't take off your pants, please. For the love of Jesus, do not take off your pants.
Well, I'm wearing a long sleeve button down, so
I don't care.
I could, like, but it's not white. I need my Ray-Bans.
Oh, my dear.
One day, I'm just going to slide through your kitchen like that.
Yes, we waxed
the kitchen floor. With boxer shorts.
Don't do that.
On. Well, I'm going to have shorts on, so it's not like I'm going to be fully pantsless.
That floor is very slippery.
I know, I almost ate it, but I saved myself.
I actually have. I've actually fallen on that floor. It's painful.
You would.
It's an old house. Those are hardwood floors. I mean, they're hard. They're like concrete.
This old house. Sorry.
Yeah, it's this old house. Well.
Chowcho's licking himself now.
Because he's cleaning himself off because he did a subpar job.
I wiped him down.
With a napkin.
With a napkin. Well, if you had wet ones around.
Who the hell has wet napkins laying around their house?
Wet ones. Like a bottle of wet ones. Or like a tub or whatever they're called.
You I've know? Got diaper wipes upstairs in Emma's room.
Or some Lysol antibacterial. Oh my God. Wash your hands, people. Wash your hands. Number one preventer of flu. It's a public service announcement. See? The things you've been missing from your show.
Thank God we're here. Well, it is that time of the week. We are getting into the scene clip of the week.
You didn't let me do it.
All right, just do it.
I'm going to smack you in the face.
Just do it.
Scene clip of the week.
There we go. And what do we have for the scene clip of the week?
Well, we're going to listen to some Atmosphere, and it's a Christmas song, and he's a rapper, and he's from the Midwest, and he's mad chill, and I heard about him from my friend, and it's about if he was Santa Claus.
That's it.
And my socks are really cool.
What?
Yeah, look at I got Christmas socks. I'm turning into mom.
Oh, dear God.
I'm turning into mom.
Oh, God.
They have balls on them and trees.
No, you're not turning to mom just yet, because she wears Christmas socks in the middle of July. Yeah, absolutely.
And then she wears Halloween socks in December. Like Valentine's Day socks in like
she's very confused.
November.
I don't know if she's got Alzheimer's.
No, it's not that she has Alzheimer's. It's that she is like, you know, like the flag store that have like all the holiday flags displayed all year.
Yeah.
She just likes holiday socks, and those are like the ones she chooses. So like, I bet if we bought her a pair of white socks, we should try this next Christmas. Buy her a package of a pair of white socks. She would refuse to wear them because she likes colorful socks. I'm going to do that one day. I'm going to wear them in July. Even though I don't like wearing socks in July because my feet need to be in flip-flops and feel the fresh summer air breeze between my toes. Like that Sublime song. Oh, wait, that's not Sublime. What is that? Three? No. What's the song? I don't know. I'll Google it later.
I'm so alone, people. So alone.
I'm so lonely. I'm so lonely.
Back to this bottle of wine. DJ Digital Flood.
MC Mary at the disco.
Chrissy went to bed already. Groucho's licking himself behind us. Emma's asleep. Georgette's asleep somewhere.
They're waiting for Santa. I know him. One of the best parts of Elf. No. Buddy Elf, what's your favorite color?
Digital Flood. Pirate Radio.
Now I'm back.
If I was a rich man, I'd buy you some shoes, tall boots for all the dirt you walk through. What would that do? Enable you to deal without schooling you on how to touch what's real? And if I was a smart man, I'd tell you everything that I knew. I'd give it to you every time you need a talking to. But what would that do? Teach you my guidelines so you could be a cheerleader at your game on the sidelines? And if I was a driver, I'd keep my headlights on to see the difference between right and wrong. I'd wear my seatbelt even when I'm in park, cause I don't trust the other fools that cruise through these parts. And if I was a better cook, I'd hook cook up a feast. Set a table full of food for the children to eat. I'd encourage the nourishment so we can breathe with the knowledge that we got something accomplished. And if I was Santa Claus, I'd fight for the cause. Wouldn't expect nothing in return. I'd give you everything you want. I'd be everything you need. You could take my hand and I could take the lead. And if I was an honest man, I would stop writing songs. I'd break for a nervous breakdown for breakfast. Tell everyone I knew to stay away from making music. Ain't nothing but a confusing mess. And if I was you, I wouldn't hear a word I said. Wouldn't trust nothing that started up inside my head. I'd make a conscious effort to live instead of trying to kill the monsters that reside underneath the bed. And if I was a hurt man, I'd find a way to put my faith into a woman that could take me from today. Maybe I need somebody that could save me from the parts of myself that keep making me crazy. And if I was a wise man, I'd climb to the top of the mountain peak to think about strength versus weakness. I'd find a point that rests a couple of feet above your head and figure out how I could try to help you reach it. And if I did have a choice, I'd never want to live forever. Just let me have a voice so I can make my points. I can't imagine running a race with no finish line. Just let me keep my pace and make the most of my time. I love giving, but I'm bad at receiving. The truth is I'd prefer to be the one bleeding. But I'm a paranoid that stays between play and work. Cautious and aware, because I'm afraid of being hurt. Which brings me to the issue, and that would be this. How often must I ask myself why I exist? I feel like a freak. This world is a circus. Just trying to find myself as well as my purpose. And if I was Santa Claus, I'd fight for the cause. Wouldn't expect nothing in return. I'd give you everything you want. I'd be everything you need. And you could take my hand and I could take the lead. And if I was Santa Claus, I'd fight for the cause. Wouldn't expect nothing in return. I'd give you everything you want. I'd be everything you need. And you could take my hand and I could take the lead.
I got nothing but gifts. Keep it up in my wits. Got me drunk on a fifth and now we stuck in a ditch. And as dumb as it gets, I'ma run you some fibs. I wanna touch your lips. I wanna rub your hips. Put a glove on the fist. For the love that exists, we'll keep pumping the hits to get my bucket of chips. From the Bloods and the Crips to the skateboarding chicks, put the atmosphere on your Christmas wish list. I got nothing but gifts, keep it up in my wits. Got me drunk on a fifth, and now we stuck in a ditch. And as dumb as it gets, I'ma run you some fibs. I wanna touch your lips, I wanna rub your hips. Put a glove on the fist for the love that exists. We'll keep pumping the hits to get my bucket of chips. From the Bloods and the Crips to the skateboarding chicks, put the atmosphere on your Christmas wish list.
You're not wearing the sweater I made you.
Well, it's a little warm in here, you know.
Don, we now are gay apparel.
Doesn't get much gayer than this.
You are listening to DJ Digital Flood.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know that he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found, for when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. But Frosty the Snowman was as live as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me. Frosty the Snowman knew the sun was hot that day, so he said, let's run and we'll have some fun now before I melt away. Down to the village with a broomstick in his hand, running here and there all around the square, saying, catch me if you can.
He led them down the streets of town right to the traffic cop. He only
stop, because old Frosty the Snowman, he had to hurry on his way. But he waved goodbye, saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again someday.
I'll be back again someday.
I'll be back again someday.
All of a sudden, Santa appeared. A sneer on his face, booze in his beard. Santa, I said as he laughed merrily, you do so much for others. Do something for me. Bundy, he said, you only sell shoes. Your son is a sneak thief. Your daughter's a flues. Ho, ho, Santa said, should I mention your wife? Her hair's like an A-bomb. Her nail's like a knife. And he climbs up the chimney, that fat piece of dung. He mooned me two times. He stuck out his tongue. I heard him exclaim as he broke wind with glee. You're married with children. You'll never be free.
DJ Digital.
Digital Flood.
Oh!
What? What happened?
Groucho shocked my butt with his tail.
What?
He walked past me. His little kitty paws rubbed on the carpet. His tail flipped up.
And he electrocuted you?
Yeah! I think he got me back for the napkin.
You deserve it. You didn't clean him right. I told you.
I wiped him down.
You didn't wipe him down right.
It's Thursday. Do you know what Thursdays are for me now?
It's not Thursday. It's Thursday's done.
Oh, wait. Well, you know what yesterday was for me, usually? I have my TV schedule.
It is Christmas.
I have my TV schedule.
It is 12:35.
I was telling you about my TV schedule.
It's 12:35 in the morning while we're recording this on Christmas Day.
Well, but my TV schedule.
Go ahead. Tell us about your TV schedule.
Yes, my favorite baby Jesus is today. The Christmas Jesus.
Oh, God.
Baby Jesus, 7 pounds, golden diapers.
Why the hell did I want you on this show?
Because Oh, Groucho, don't attack the things that Santa just left.
I know. Santa just showed up here. It is 12:35 in the morning. 12:36
now. Let me tell you, he was bawling.
He was. I don't have a chimney, so he knocked on the front door.
Santa showed up in some sunglasses with a gold chain.
Yeah, he was freaking blasting Jay-Z.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Like, we just hear dum 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 dum.
Thumping.
Yeah.
Fist pumping.
Came in.
Which brings me to my favorite show. Have you seen The Jersey Shore?
I have not. I've heard about it. I've heard that, like, Italian Americans are very upset about this.
Gosh. This is, like, it is so funny. Like, all right, on Tuesdays, I watch Teen Mom, which, that's interesting.
Teen Mom?
Teen Mom, yeah. It's about these girls. They, poor girls. They got pregnant when they were, like...
Wait, where can I find these girls?
You are a fruit cup and a half. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Defeated.
So they got, like, pregnant, and now it's, like, their life after they had the baby with the kid. And I feel bad for them, because it's just, like, mad drums. But anyway, Thursday, I lightened up my life. Well, because Gossip Girl's been gone, so I need to fill the void.
Wait,
so
what happened to Gossip Girl?
It's coming back, like,
XXYZ Gossip Girl?
XOXOXO Gossip Girl.
QVC Gossip Girl?
Yo, son, you're messing my flow up, okay? Anyway... So, on Thursdays, I watch The Jersey Shore. And for those of you who don't know, like Chris said, or Digital Flood, whatever your name is today, on Christmas Day, 'tis the day. Anyway, it's about these kids.
Stereotypical Italian kids.
Which you could refer, this is a disclaimer, the views and points brought about that are just about to come out of my mouth aren't really mine, they're... subject to whatever they said and whatever.
whoa, what are you about to say?
I'm joking. Anyway, having some problems today. So they refer to themselves as Guidos and Guidettes.
What?
Yeah. And the one kid spends 25 minutes on his blowout. I saw a whole thing today on Perez Hilton, how he does his hair. I didn't know how you did it. So you take the comb right after you get out of the shower... and you blow dry it out, right, straight up. Then you take some gel and you go around the sides and on the inside, right, spike it. Then you take some hairspray, spray it, and then you go back around with the blow dryer and the comb and, like, perfect it, and you could really, like, add more gel and hairspray to it. But it takes homeboy 25 minutes to do his blowout.
You know how I do my hair?
You pull it back like Ben Franklin.
Yeah, I just step out of the shower, and I'm like...
Shower.
I'm like, yeah, I step out of the shower, hair wet, right? Rub the towel on my head. I go, bam, $100, Ben Franklin. Comb it back, done.
Did you just say bam, $100?
Bam, $100, Ben Franklin, done.
So anyway, these kids, but they all, like, are tan, and, like, there's one... All right, the one is just so funny, because his name...
Does anyone have a Ben Franklin haircut?
No, they all have, like, spiky hair or short hair.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen, just for a second, I'm going to let her finish her story. I need you to understand, if you can grow your hair like Ben Franklin, I need you to do it. We're going to make this happen. We're going to make this a trend. We're going to make this popular. Everyone's going to grow their hair like Ben Franklin and grow in beards. So you're going to look like Grizzly Adams meets Ben Franklin. It's hot. Check it out. Digital Flood Pirate Radio. Go ahead, Mary.
Anyway, so... Cat hair in my mouth. Anyway, there's this one kid, and, like, he refers to himself as the situation.
What?
The situation, because he's got a six-pack, or, like, an eight-pack, or whatever. So he, like, him and the kid with the blowout try and pick up girls, and everything's, like, referred to as, like, a situation. Everyone loves the situation, apparently. And it's just so funny. And then, like, the girls are even more hilarious. Like, my favorite girl is this girl named Snooki.
What?
Yeah, they call her Snooki. She's from, like, not too far from here, actually. She's from Poughkeepsie. And,
Is that the Italian Poughkeepsie queen or whatever
she is? Yeah, she's got the poof. She's the one that invented the poof. And, like,
Let me tell you, I've been to Poughkeepsie many times. There's only one thing I find in Poughkeepsie. Excellent Mexican restaurants where I maced myself. Long story. It's Aaron Heather's fault. And the other situation, homeless people.
You just said situation.
I did. The other situation.
It's a situation.
Yes, it is a situation. The other situation is homeless people outside the Chance when I'm trying to get into a hardcore show begging on me for money.
They gotta make their dough, yo.
They
anyway,
do.
Anyway, so, but... She is hilarious. She's just so funny. And I, like, you know, she doesn't really bother me. I think she's kind of funny. She doesn't bother me. She's kind of funny. She just, like...
I'm not watching it.
She's just funny.
I'm not watching it.
I felt bad, though, because homegirl got punched in the face last episode. Because, yo, this guy was, like, trying to steal their drinks. you know.
They're drags.
And, you know, homeboy was trying to roll up and steal their shots. And she was like, nah, that's my shiz. Like, why are you trying to cop my stuff? And he was like, yo, shorty, like, why are you getting angry? And then, like, cold clock, hard up, Chris Brown punched her in the face, son.
You just said Chris Brown punched her in the face.
Yeah, like, Chris Brown style.
Is that, like, one of those things you can say because you're a woman?
Yeah, well, no, like, but if I
it's okay for you to talk about, like, female spousal...
No, because if I was saying a white chick hitting a black man, I would have said, like, hard up, like, Tiger Woods' ex-ho, like, smacking a man, like...
Care of MC Mary at the
See, I'm not racist, I'm just saying, like, that's like, fudged up, like... Poor Tiger, he's taking some heat.
What do you mean he's taking some heat? He was sleeping with like 85 different waitresses.
He's not a player, he just fucks a lot, okay?
Why? I can't even... Oh.
You ever hear that song?
Yeah, I've heard it. Yeah. I'm very familiar with
it. Yo, Tiger, like, it's not like... I mean, like, okay, maybe he sleeps around. Okay, he cheated on his
maybe
wife.
Maybe he sleeps around.
He cheated on his wife.
How are you going to salvage this?
The thing is, like, I'm just saying, like, out of the things in 2009 is not compared to... Like, seriously, okay, everyone's like, ooh, feel bad, da da
He's
da,
not, like,
it up.
Improvised in explosive that, devices in Iraq. Is that what you're going to tell me?
Yeah, no, but the thing is oh that, like, everybody's hating on Rihanna for saying stuff about Chris Brown and da-da-da-da-da.
I don't hate on Rihanna.
No, but, like, if you listen to... Trust me. If you listen to shiz, you hear girls, like... And it's just like, you know what? And, like, then it's just, like, stupid. But, you know...
You want my take on the whole situation of Chris Brown?
What?
He's a friggin' retard. He has one of the hottest girls in the game all over him. And what's he do? He punches the shooting it out of her. He's retarded. Chris Brown, you want to hit someone? Come here. Come try and hit me. I got one arm. I got no arms.
I got one arm.
Try and hit me. You know what'll happen? I'll kick you down the street. That's right, because I still got two legs. You're an idiot. If you have a beautiful woman and she loves you and you hit her, you're a friggin' retard. You're a retard. I'm not gonna make
anyway,
excuses.
Anyway, so back to I don't even know where I was going with this. But anyway,
if you got an ugly woman, you hit her. You're a retard.
You don't hit any woman.
You don't hit anyone.
You just said if you get an ugly woman, you hit her.
And you hit her, you're a retard.
You just said you hit her.
No, if you hit her.
No, you said you hit ugly girl. Yo, Digital Flood just said he hits ugly girl, son. Yo.
Oh,
you just said,
God.
If the hoe's not a dime piece, he's gonna smack her. And I just got ghetto again. I'm about to pop off again. Yo, I'm getting tight in here. This is why I've been gone for a year. I'm gonna take your mumbo jumbo. Now we're gonna get sued and shit because you just said you hit ugly girls. Now people are gonna be like, ooh, now I'm an ugly girl. Digital Flood's gonna punch me in the face.
I was talking about Snooki.
That's why.
I don't condone hitting any woman.
Okay.
I don't condone hitting anyone. Period.
Hitting anyone. Okay.
Anyone.
You're a pacifist like Gandhi.
I am a pacifist like Gandhi. And Groucho. Who you let get cobwebs on him.
Groucho.
He's sitting behind us staring at us. He's very upset that he got cobwebs on him.
I'm cleaning up. Anyway. Like, I don't even know. Snooki. That's what I was talking about. The Jersey Shore. Anyway. So if you're bored, you know. MTV has got some interesting new shows. I mean, not that I'm plugging MTV, but, like, a lot of shows aren't up now. Like, they just take a break, like Gossip Girl.
Are we getting into Scene Clip of the Week anytime this year?
Oh, I forgot we did that.
Yeah. Atmosphere, if I was saying.
Someone
Claus,
who doesn't punch ugly girls.
Someone who does not punch ugly girls. DJ Digital Flood.
Mary and the Disco not punching ugly girls.
Digital Flood not punching ugly girls. Pirate Radio.
You just said you punched an ugly hoe.
I did not. I never said that.
Now I'm going to get in trouble because I called hoe.
Can we just go to the scene clip?
Bo Shizzle.
Digital Flood Pirate Radio. Are you done laughing? Am I just going to have to turn this off?
I'm going to giggle.
Kidding me? I can't stop recording. This is the longest internet fail ever.
I just snorted.
It's like the Titanic being recorded, or the Hindenburg. You're snorting now. You're snorting. This is like the longest internet fail ever. We can't even get to the scene clip.
Ow!
And you've dislocated your shoulder. Don't do that with your shoulder. Oh, don't do that. That's not what you're supposed to roll it. Don't do. Oh, God.
All right, crack my back.
DJ Digital Flood.
MC Mary at the disco.
Digital Flood Pirate Radio scene clip of the week. Thank you. We out.
Beautiful shine, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is the new bird, who sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. Yes, bye. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no man.
What, no man?
But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we groove by fire to face unafraid the plans that we've made, walking in a way to wonderland. Oh-dee-da-dee-da, da-dee-da.
Tell me what Christmas is all about. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, Jesus Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about.
You are listening to DJ Digital Flood.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. Folks dressed up like Eskimos.
Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight.
They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies.
And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly.
And so we're offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92.
Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
DJ Digital Flood.
MC Mary at the Disco.
Somewhere in between Mary dislocated her shoulder or I dislocated my shoulder laughing at her.
Now we're both out of the socket.
Yeah, we really are.
We're working on that gumbly. Gumbly.
Oh my god.
I did not have Robitussin this Christmas, I swear.
Yeah, I'm the one who's been drinking wine. I got excuses. I got like 9 bottles of wine laying around here. What's your excuse?
When I get really tired.
And we are going towards 1 a.m. in the morning now as we're recording.
My shirt as a whole. When did that happen?
I have no idea. We started off with Atmosphere, If I Was Santa Claus, Scene Clip of the Week. We followed up with Bing Crosby, Frosty the Snowman, which is a classic. And finished up with Ronnie Spector and Darlene Love, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party house.
That song.
Bam!
That.
Christmas songs are my favorite songs.
And this is a Christmas show, so it fits in well. So, I ask you this every Christmas. I've asked you this for, like, the last 15 Christmas shows, even though we've only recorded, like, 5. I've asked you this the last 15 Christmas shows. What do you want for Christmas?
I want a Range Rover.
What?
All black, black tinted windows, some chrome 22s, 24s.
You've like upsized here.
I want a MacBook Pro Air.
Oh, don't even. MacBook.
And a Wait, you didn't let me finish.
That doesn't run Windows or Linux.
And one of those touchscreen HP computers so that I have the desktop and then I can bring my Mac Pro with me. And then I want
an world peace
elephant.
A recording studio.
So I could ride it and do flips off of it.
What?
And then what? I want...
Do you want that elephant painted purple?
Yes.
What?
Purple zebra stripes. So it looks like I'm going to call it zebra font.
What?
And its name is going to be Dumbo.
No.
And I want a beagle, and I want to name him Bagel.
You've been asking for that for like the last 6 years.
And I know, and nobody's got him for me. Get rid of Charlie.
Poor Charlie.
No, I love me Charlie.
Poor dog.
No, Charlie and Murray need a friend. Well, actually, Murray doesn't want a friend. Charlie wants a friend. He gets lonely at night.
Charlie does. He's a dog. He's a
Britney Spaniel. He's not a dog. He's a little boy.
A little boy?
In a dog suit.
Is that what's going on there? Yes. And what's Murray, like Satan in a cat suit?
No, Murray's Jewish.
Oh, great. Make me sound like a racist douche.
Murray Moses Welch.
Oh, God.
He has his yarmulke, and he's...
He's the meanest cat in the world.
He's a Jew. He gets mad. I don't
what? Know. Oh, my God. There's so many people deleting this show at this point.
I didn't say that he's racist. I'm just saying that he's Jewish. There's nothing... I didn't say that, like, Jews were angry. I just said he's of the Jewish descent. And he gets a little mad because Charlie oppresses him. I mean, it's okay. He takes it out. I mean, just... I didn't say, like, he does jewelry or something like that. Like, I just said he's Murray Moses Welch. The third. And...
So we've lost our last viewer. Thank you, Mary.
We might have gained a viewer again.
Oh, yeah, great. And the viewers we gained, I'm sure I'll be really happy we gained them.
You might want to design some new t-shirts.
Oh, God. Holy God.
You just used the Lord's name in vain. You used the Lord's name in vain. You swear on the Ten Commandments. See? Look, you're losing more viewers. Look at you.
We start off with Aretha Franklin, Winter Wonderland.
S-E-N-O-W. That's all I want to see from you. Give me some snow, just a little bit. Hey, baby, just a little bit.
Well, he ended up with...
Snow. Hey, baby.
Are you done yet?
No, that's how I think that song goes, doesn't it? S-O-N-O-W, that's all I want from you. Mr. Frost, give me some snow, give me some snow, just a little bit. Hey, baby, just a little bit.
Hey, no! Baby. No! That's not... I don't even know what hell song you're singing.
You know, Aretha. Some snow, hey, baby. S-O-N-O-W, that's all I want from you. Mr. Frost, give me some snow, give me some snow, just a little bit. Hey, babe, just a little bit. Oh, child, just a little bit. Get you. Ow. Hey, baby, if I could moonwalk, I would do it. Oh.
What? You're making things up now.
It's how the song goes.
We finished up with Nat King Cole with Natalie Cole, the Christmas song.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
And that one goes out.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Though it's been said many times, many ways. Merry Christmas. See, I decided if all my career choices fail, I'm going to become a lounge singer. I'm going to sing on top of a piano and have my hair styled like Marilyn Monroe and wear one of those long, slinky dresses with gloves up to my elbows.
You have as many fans as we do here.
What?
That one goes out to Chrissy, who requested that one. Thank you very much.
I wasn't saying anything. I really got mucus stuck in my throat. I get a cold every Christmas.
Cold? You sound like you got Ebola.
No, I don't have Ebola.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been tested?
Yeah. I know what Ebola is. Do you know Botox comes from botulism, and botulism is what paralyzes you, and it's a central nerve disease?
Yeah, and they use it to get rid of wrinkles.
Yeah. Well, because, like, I learned about botulism at school, and then I put Botox, botulism, two and two together, and I was like, botchitox.
Botchitox?
That's what they should call it.
Not what?
Botox, it should be called botchitox.
What would you use botchitox for?
To paralyze your shit so you look all hunched up like Joan Rivers. Then all of a sudden you're talking, like this, and then everyone's like, but you always look constantly happy.
This is why we have to be on the internet. Who's gonna pick this up? We make Family Guy look politically correct.
Mom. You know, Mom was watching that and laughing, and she looked at me, and she gave me that look like, that's me, which it is. Because that's what I do at night.
Mom.
I come home, because she goes, wake me up when I come home. So I'm like, Mom. So I just, like, not hit her. I made the motion like, I don't hit my mom. Like, I shake her. Like, not like...
shake her?
I gently...
gently? Not like... like, just like...
I don't Chris Brown hit her.
No, I was going to say, like... You know, picture is Rihanna, apparently.
And then, like, we'll talk. Did she used
or
to do
Tiger
this to you?
Woods.
Did she used to do this to you? Like, you talk to her, and then in the morning, she comes in at 8 in the morning and is like, you didn't come home last night! You're in bed! When did you come home? And I'm like, Mom, yo, we had a full-blown conversation, told you all about my night, and you gave me, like, stories about Charlie and Murray. Like,
yeah, she did. She did. I would come home, and I'd come home from the bar. Mm-hmm. I'd have a full conversation with her, go to sleep. She'd open up my door and say, I thought you were dead. Like, that's how it'd start my morning. I thought you were dead.
That's another project me and Alexa want to do. We want to write a book about Maddie Welch and all the strange encounters. Maybe you can include stuff in there and the random things she says, because we think it would make a good book and then into a movie, but we need someone to play like her, and then we'll have characters play us. Me and Alexis decided.
I picture Rosie O'Donnell.
Well, as Mom, no.
Yeah.
We decided Drew Carey should play
Drew Carey should play me. Well, that's
maybe we'll make Tommy like casting. Colin Farrell or something.
Yeah, that's fair casting.
Tommy
I
should be Colin Farrell.
Yeah,
I
could be Drew Carey. I could see that.
Yeah, we have to have everyone pick people. We should, you know.
Maybe
Georgette, who's that little girl in the game plan? She can play her.
She's
cute. Oh, wait, that little girl's like a black girl. Never mind.
Poor Georgette at the disco.
I just thought someone is cute.
Are you going to make her like IKEA the Bee or whatever? Jesus.
I just drooled. No, I wasn't going to make her, like, someone cute and little. Is Dakota still little? Oh, no, Dakota's not little anymore. Uh-huh. Oh.
Who's going to play Emma? Emma Watson? She should be DJ Lance.
I'll find
Hey Gabba Gabba.
Yo, Gabba Gabba. I'll find a baby for Emma.
Uh-huh.
One of the Olsen twins. they're still babies.
They're like all smoking crack in some opium house.
Exactly, they're skinny like babies. and then me. Yeah. Miley can play me.
Miley can play you?
I don't know. Or like...
That's an awkward situation.
Maybe like Kat Dennings or something. You know that girl from Nick and Nora's playlist? Like, she could be me. Awkwardly funny. And like...
I only have one request. Chrissy gets played by Vanessa Hutchins.
Gabriella Bush is not touching this flick. Oh, wait, I just said that out loud!
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you
insert
did.
Insert foot into mouth.
You've got some splaining to do, Lucy.
And ask Alexa.
Yeah.
You gonna blame Alexa for this?
No, I'm not blaming Alexa. I mean, like...
Alexa, she's scapegoating you.
She doesn't listen. It's okay.
She doesn't listen.
No, I'm not scape... No, it's because, like, alright, I talk about Alexa a lot. This is weird. So, like, you know, when she had those pictures come out, you know, the pictures.
Who, Alexa?
Not Alexa! Well, I'm gonna text Alexa right now.
I'm like, what the hell's going on, Alexa? I don't know about.
No, but
this is really awkward.
Vanessa Hudgens.
All right, those pictures I know about.
Where she like texted them to Zach, you know,
yeah,
like, leaked on the internet or whatever.
And then she had like the 18-year-old ones, but she also had the 16-year-old ones. Well, but the 16-year-old ones are out there, and the 18-year-olds are out there.
Well, this just sounds. But you know, she was naked, so I just started calling her Gabriella Bush. Like, I know that's wrong. We just lost our viewers.
We have no viewers left.
Maybe we gained a viewer.
No one's going to the website except for, like, to find out about my shoulder surgery and figure out whether they can wear a sling or not at 10 weeks.
Yeah, I found that out.
I'm serious.
Like, shoulder, and you're...
Yeah, I came up. Google shoulder surgery.
That's what he said. I came up.
Ah, God. Michael Jr.
I am.
So, before we conclude this episode of Digital Flood Pirate Radio...
We're at the end already?
We are at the end already. It goes much faster.
Wait,
now.
Is Christmas over?
Christmas is over.
I didn't even get to see Santa yet!
Santa came!
That's what Mrs. Claus said.
Oh, do not go there.
It's not! Shots not out of my nose!
She's going to get a tissue.
See, no one finds me attractive at this point anymore. I killed that hot image I put out before.
The hot image? You didn't have a hot image.
I'm like Cameron Diaz.
Cameron Diaz. Like Gabriella Bush? I mean, she's blowing her nose. She's in my kitchen blowing her nose.
That is nasty.
I don't know what to say, people. I don't know if you can hear this. This is not pretty.
Nose rings get in the way.
Nose rings get in the way, she says.
Did you really just tell them that?
This is,
Then no one that listens.
Well.
I'm Christy Yamaguchi.
What?
I'm ice skating.
Oh, God.
Triple Lux.
I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in this season.
This isn't the last part, is it?
This is the last part. This is it. We're done.
I thought we had one more to go.
We are done. This is...
Wait, are we introducing the last song?
Yeah, this is segment 5. This is it. We're saying goodbye.
Can I introduce the last song?
In a second. Can I say goodbye?
Can I introduce Holy the last God. Song?
You know, the funny part is I finished an entire bottle of wine here during this show, and yet I'm the sober one. I
it's my ADD.
I
don't think they diagnosed me as a child.
I don't know what's going on anymore.
Screen went black!
Screen went black because we've been talking for so long. The 15-minute screensaver kicked on.
Oh.
Yes, the 15-minute screensaver kicked on. Well, that means we've been talking for 15 minutes.
If somebody got me a MacBook Pro for Christmas, I would know these things.
This is a Windows machine!
My computer just goes blue and says, like, Arabic on it or whatever. Arabic.
Oh, God.
It like crashes. Moses had my computer.
Well.
He sent the Ten Commandments, man.
He emailed
it to Jesus.
I would like to thank
everyone
for tuning in this season. And we got one more show after
this. Wait, the season's over? Where have I been?
We've got one more show after this. The New Year's top 10 worst songs, and we'll see if MC Mary actually shows up for that. But it's honestly been very nice to have you back here, Mary.
It's been nice to, I guess, sit with you again. I can't wait to see you again.
I grouch us back.
No, I didn't get shocked. Stop rubbing those kitty balls.
And this is the first talk show we've done since episode 1 with Damien, Reverend Baker, who's now going to be like
Mensch Baker.
Your knuckle's bleeding.
It is bleeding. I got really bad dry skin.
You should get some Burt's Bee or some Vaseline.
Is this like WebMD.com?
Yes. Yes. I'm going to start a website where you can go on and look up random illnesses and like a doctor will give you...
Aren't you just the one who racially insulted every viewer we had over the last course of the like last 2 hours?
What does it have to do with this? I have a brilliant idea. It's this website. It's called DrDoIt.com, and like you can go on it.
Oh, dear God.
And you can go on it and look up illnesses and stuff and it'll pop up. Isn't this genius? And like it'll tell you how to fix it and like other random health tips. I've never seen it before.
Oh,
what's WebMD?
Oh, God. Oh, my God. What a train wreck of an episode.
Doctor, do it.
I'm going to go back.
If your doctor can't do it,
I think you should
pay
go back.
This guy, too.
Go back that's to mixed shows.
That's what the slogan's going to be. There's air blowing out of this thing with holes in it on the ground.
It's my forced air heat system.
It feels weird on my foot.
It's a forced air heat system.
So it's forced air. Like, it doesn't willingly come, it's forced.
It was invented like 1965.
Is this air fresh? Is this purified like Brita?
It has a filter system, yes.
I don't believe it.
Oh, God. Go in the basement and find out.
I don't want to go in your basement. That's a little creepy. You just told me to go in the basement.
Well... We hope you all have...
Can I introduce the last song?
Can I speak and say goodbye?
You've been trying to say goodbye for the last 15 minutes. It's getting old. People get it, alright? We got one more show. God, you're Digital Flood. You're so important. You just gotta keep talking over me like I'm not important or super smart. I am. I'm a genius.
Oh, God.
Look it up. Dr. Dewitt.
Thank you for tuning in for our Christmas show.
No, I didn't insult anyone. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm sorry if I insulted you, but I really didn't. Okay, I'm just going to admit I'm wrong.
We hope you had a very good Christmas show with us. And
Christmas Hana Kwanzaa. God, now you're insulting people. Politically correct.
And we'll finish the last show of the season next time we come back on Digital Flood Pirate Radio. Until then, remember, you can download our show... approximately every week from digitalflood.com.
Approximately.
During our normal weeks where we're running weekly.
Excuse me.
Attractive.
Sorry.
That's Digital Flood.
This is why I don't have a boyfriend.
Absolutely. .com. And I'm DJ Digital Flood.
You didn't let me introduce the last song yet.
I'm working towards that.
Oh. I'm MC Mary. Totally with it at the disco.
Have you forgotten how this goes?
Yes, it's all about me, because it's I win.
So, Mary, what's the last song? Mary, what's the last song? Jesus.
Was getting my vocals ready.
What?
Me.
All
I want's a hula hoop. That's really what I want for Christmas. Send me a hula hoop.
Alvin and the Chipmunks, hula hoop.
All I want, Alvin, a hula hoop.
Digital Flood Pirate
Alvin
Radio.
Chipmunks. Simon, Theodore.
Thank you for tuning in.
Alvin.
We'll be back next week. Will MC Mary at the disco be here?
I think we should have a hula hoop contest.
Let's hope not.
How many? Let's make one.
Let's
we should
make
do like
one.
A theme party. Web inner. What are those things that make music and have people talk on them?
A radio show?
Yeah, those things. You know, they have like contests and parties and things. We should have a hula hoop contest.
We're a radio show.
Send me a video of you hula hooping and I'll give you a prize.
There you go.
I really won't. I just want to laugh at you hula hooping.
Thank you for joining us. We will talk to you next week. Digital Flood Pirate Radio. DJ Digital Flood.
MC Mary at the disco.
Groucho on the table.
No, he's under that the baby cage.
You mean the playpen?
The baby cage.
The playpen.
It's the baby cage.
Ah, Chrissy, well asleep.
You keep monsters in
went
there.
Went to bed, thank God, because she missed all the pain. And Emma asleep, and Georgette asleep.
In her other baby cage.
Everyone asleep.
In the baby cage.
In the baby cage. Digital Flood Pirate Radio.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Feliz Navidad. Da, 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 da. Feliz Navidad. Da, 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 da. Shalom. Yo, happy Kwanzaa, motherfucker. Winter solstice.
Thank you for tuning in, Digital Flood Pirate Radio.
For show.
Wheeze out.
Did you say wheezy?
No. Wheeze out.
Now we're out. I wheezed.
We're out.
Peace.
All right, you chipmunks. Ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon.
Okay.
Okay, Theodore.
Okay.
Okay, Alvin. Alvin. Alvin!
Okay!
Get ready. That was very good, Simon.
Naturally.
Very good, Theodore. Alvin, you were a little flat. Watch it, Alvin. Alvin.
You are listening to DJ Digital Flood.
DJ Digital Flood.
Digital Flood.